Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The Islamic State is claiming credit for a bomb attack in Kabul on Saturday that killed at least 80 people, wounded more than 230 others. Sayyid Dawood is a relative of one of the victims of the assault.
They already have given their martyrs, they already have been killed, and they're not afraid of anything after this. I think the most frightening thing is to be killed, yeah? Now we are killed, and there's nothing to be afraid of.
Saturday's happened during a peaceful protest rally. Thousands of people from Afghanistan's Hazara minority demonstrated demanding changes to the root of a planned power line. On a website linked to the Islamic State, it was noted that the attack was meant to warn the Afghanistan Hazaras, who are mostly Shiites, to stop joining the Syrian government in its fight against IS. Pakistan is under renewed pressure from Turkish authorities to shut down educational institutions in the country, as well as other businesses run by the Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen. Turkey's leadership alleges that Gulen was the mastermind of last week's failed coup plot. Gulen now lives in the United States and has denied involvement. Senior faction of South Sudan's armed opposition has moved to replace its leader, First Vice President Riek Machar, who went into hiding earlier this month for fear of being killed by supporters of his longtime rival, President Salva Kiir. Kiir and Machar fell out in 2013, just over 2 years after South Sudan gained independence, when Kiir fired the vice president after accusing him of conspiring against him. This is VOA News. German officials say an 18-year-old German-Iranian man who opened fire in a crowded shopping mall in Munich Friday night, killing nine and wounding dozens more, before killing himself, was obsessed with mass shootings. Munich resident Johannes Zeckler says he is shocked by the attack and has never explained or seen anything like it. He said he never thought this would happen in his hometown. Investigators say the attack was not linked in any way to the recent influx of asylum seekers, which has been the topic of heated debate in Germany. Torrential rains are affecting much of China. The northern province of Hebei has received the worst of the deluge, leaving 36 dead, 77 others missing. Hundreds of thousands of people have been forced to evacuate their homes. The showers have flooded streams, triggered landslides, and destroyed homes. Public anger erupting as people contend officials did not warn them in sufficient time about the coming downpours. In U.S. politics, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton and her choice for vice president, Virginia Senator Tim Kaine, campaigned together in Miami, Florida Saturday, sounding an optimistic message of hope in the future in contrast, they say, to the past week's Republican Party convention, where many speakers warned the United States is in a state of decline.
We are going to take on the challenges that are hurting Americans. We are going to give the middle class a raise. We are going to give tax relief to working families to help with the rising costs of raising kids. We are going to create more good jobs. We're going to make sure every child in America has the chance to live up to his or her God-given potential.
Kaine gave tribute to the 2 million Americans who serve in the military and then took issue with the way Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump views those members of the military and how he might perform as commander-in-chief of the military.
Nearly 2 million men and women put their lives on the line for this country as active duty, as reservists, as guard members. They deserve a commander-in-chief with the experience and the temperament to lead.
Trump had no campaign stops on Saturday. Clinton and Kaine will be officially nominated this week at the Democratic Party convention in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. VOA will have complete coverage. And Solar Impulse 2, an aircraft powered only by the sun's rays, took off from Cairo today on what will be the last leg of its historic flight around the world.
That's the latest world news from VOA.